world, everyone, we sing of this great joy as we celebrate today the birth of our Savior, Christ the Lord, knowing that He has come to us and that He extends His grace and His love toward us. What a blessing it is that we have an opportunity to be together to celebrate. I encourage you, knowing that love and grace from our Savior, to share that with each other with a hearty Merry Christmas, those that are around you. Family, as they light the Advent wreath.
Good evening, everyone.
The season for watching and waiting is over. The people have walked in the darkness and have seen a great light. This is the light of the world, and the darkness cannot extinguish it.
And He is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace.
His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace.
With me, please. Oh God, these songs that we sing, the story that we hear, is one that's familiar to us. But yet we pray that tonight, as we celebrate and as we share together, that it would continue to move within our hearts in a new way that we might know the peace that you bring, O Prince of Peace, as we celebrate this evening and on into tomorrow, your birth today. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this, And we pray all these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated.
A reading from Psalms chapter 96, verses 1 through 9. Sing a new song to the Lord. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord. Praise his name. Each day proclaim God's news that he saves. Publish his glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things he does. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of our praise. He is feared above all gods. The God of other nations are mere idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty surround him. Strength and beauty fill his sanctuary. O nations of the world, recognize the Lord. Recognize that the Lord is glorious and strong. Give to the Lord the glory he deserves. Bring your offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in all his holy splendor. Let the earth tremble before him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save your sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? And this child that you delivered would soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss that little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Oh, Mary, did you know? The blind would see, the deaf would hear, the dead would live again. The lame would leap, the dumb would speak, the praises of your baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? And when your sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am. Did you know? Mary.
A reading from Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. This is a vision that Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's house will be the highest of all, the most important place on earth. It will be raised above the other hills, and people from all over the world will stream there to worship. People from many nations will come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of Jacob's God. There he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the Lord's teaching will go out from Zion, his word will go out from Jerusalem. The Lord will mediate between nations and will settle international disputes. They will hammer their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will no longer fight against nation nor train for war anymore. Come, descendants of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
From Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. For the grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to all people. And we are instructed to turn from godless living and sinful pleasures. We should live in this evil world with wisdom, righteousness, and devotion to God, while we look forward with hope to that wonderful day when the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, will be revealed. He gave his life to free us from every kind of sin, to cleanse us, and to make us his very own people, totally committed to doing good deeds. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I have no sound.
Born unto us.
hope of the world, a light for all mankind.
All mankind.
All of the earth rejoice. It's Christmas time. It's Christmas time. So lift up your voice and sing out his praise. It's Christmas. Born is the King, rejoice in the day. It's Christmas, make a joyful sound. It's Christmas, let his praise resound. It's Christmas. Goodwill to all the earth and peace divine. All of the earth rejoice, it's Christmas time, it's Christmas time. So lift up your voice and sing out his praise, it's Christmas. Born is the King, rejoice in the day, it's Christmas. Make a joyful sound, it's Christmas. Let his praise resound. It's Christmas, so lift up your voice and sing out his praise. It's Christmas, born is the King, rejoice in the day. It's Christmas, make a joyful sound. It's Christmas, let his praise resound. It's Christmas. So lift up your voice and sing out his praise. It's Christmas. Born is the King, rejoice in the day. It's Christmas. Make a joyful sound. It's Christmas. Let his praise resound. It's Christmas.
Good news, so would you please stand as we listen to the gospel. Tonight we're reading from Luke chapter 2 verses 1 through 14. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for the census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was now obviously pregnant. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger. Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." This is the word of the Lord.
A holy night.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voice. Christ was born. O night, O holy night, O night divine. Led by the light of faith serenely beaming, with glowing hearts, by his cradle we stand. So led by light of a star serenely beaming, here came the wise men from the Orient land. The King of Kings lays thus in lowly manger, in all our trials, born to be our friend. He knows our need, to our weakness he's no stranger. Behold your King, before him lowly bend. Behold your King. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, For the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. His power and glory evermore proclaim. His power and glory.
Well, it was the youth group Christmas party, and the fire was crackling, and there were Christmas carols playing in the background, and some kids were laughing, some kids were singing. And by the time they were done drinking all the eggnog and eating all of the fudge, youth pastor Joe said, "All right, now, for our, you know, we all know Christmas is the Prince of Peace, Jesus' birthday. We're going to be making peace in doing our service project with a Muslim youth group, 5 o'clock. Before we leave today, let me just remind you of what the scripture says about peace." And so he reads, and he reads what is printed in Isaiah 2 and what is printed on the side of the United Nations building. And it goes like this. When he gets to this part, "The Lord will mediate between nations and will settle international disputes. They will hammer their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will no longer fight against nation, nor train for war anymore." Dylan, who's usually more the quiet, thoughtful type, pipes up and says, "Like that'll ever happen." And Joe remembers that his father, Dylan's father, is spending a second tour of duty in Afghanistan and decides to handle it delicately and says, "What?" And Dylan just said, "Well, you know, there's never been peace in the world. There never will be peace in the world." And Joe decided that this conversation was for a private, one-on-one time. And he says, "Okay, so remember, Christmas Eve service, 7 o'clock, service project at the soup kitchen, 5 o'clock with a Muslim youth group, be there." Yay, the kids went off. So the next day, Joe called up Dylan, picked him up, and they went to Starbucks. And they sat, and they tipped their eggnog lattes, the seasonal drink, and Dylan said, "You know," Joe said, "You know, Dylan, I heard you say yesterday that you just didn't really think that the peace thing was ever going to happen. What's going on? You upset your dad's away in Afghanistan again for another Christmas?" Dylan says, "Yeah, that's bothering me." He says, "But, you know, I don't know, I probably really shouldn't say this to you, but I like youth group and all, but I'm not really sure I believe. Is that okay for me to tell you?" And Joe said, "Sure. Thank you for sharing that with me. Do you mind telling me why?" Dylan says, "Well, I don't know. You know, the more I think about it," and Joe remembers that Dylan is quite a thinker. He's been accepted already into Boston College for the fall. Dylan says, "The more I think about it, you know, I just think that this whole Prince of Peace thing and beating swords into plowshares is, it's, I don't know, it's like imaginary, magical thinking. It's like Jesus is like Santa Claus or something. Oh, yeah, okay. Can you tell me more? He says, what, Dylan says, well, I knew you were going to ask me, so I brought this article along. I've been reading. It's by Sam Harrison, and it's called The God Drunk Society. And just let me read you a couple of his lines. He says, instead, America devotes our national conversation to pious, he says, I don't know this next word, phantasmagoria, like intelligent design, school prayer, and the problem of gay marriage. We elect presidents and legislators who speak with terrifying certainty about an imaginary God. I'm sort of thinking, Pastor Joe, that the Jesus thing might be imaginary. It's sort of, he says, like my mom's Facebook post, where she said, you know, dear Santa, please make my bank account fat and my body thin. You mixed them up last year. Joe said, yeah, wishful thinking. I understand that. So he says, well, Joe says, thank you for sharing that with me. And you know, I'll be praying for you. And Dylan says, well, you know, I love youth group. I'll be there for Christmas Eve at 5 o'clock, my favorite thing of the year that we do. All right, see you there, Dylan. And so Dylan was eager for this service project. He felt good when he was doing things that made peace in the world. And he happened, when he showed up to the soup kitchen and they were dishing out the lasagna, and he happened to be teamed with a young woman named Saeed. She wore a burqa. And they talked as they dished out the lasagna, and they joked, and they talked about favorite bands and all that. And as the hour went on, Dylan said, finally got serious, and he said, Saeed, can I ask you a question? Are you mad at me that my dad is fighting your people in Afghanistan? And Saeed said, my people? You're more my people than they are. No, not at all. Oh, he said. And you know, what do you think about this whole peace on earth thing? You know, in my religion, we talk about Jesus being the Prince of Peace and turning swords into plowshares and all that. Do you think that's going to happen? Saeed said, well, you know, up to 6 months ago, I really wasn't sure, but I've had sort of a religious experience where I've learned that if I follow my convictions and beliefs in my religion, that I have peace. And I suppose if I have peace, God can bring peace to the rest of the world, can't he? Dylan, listen. Well, thank you. I'm just not sure what I believe right now. Sometimes it feels like wishful thinking. Well, they talked some more, and the time was about up, and youth pastor Joe came around back and tapped Dylan on the shoulder. Hey, we got an hour till the service. Want to meet at Starbucks again? Sure, Dylan said, and they got into his car, and they were off. And Christmas present of all Christmas presents, the comfy brown leather chairs in Starbucks were free. And so they're open, and they sat, and they got their tall eggnog lattes, and they sat back, and Joe said, so Dylan, how was the soup kitchen? Oh, great, he said. You know, it's my favorite thing that we do all year. I feel so good when we're done helping other people, and I had a great conversation with Saeed. Oh, really? Dylan, you know why you feel that way about that peacemaking stuff? No, why? Well, this is what I believe. I believe, Dylan, you feel that way because you were created to do things that matter and to do things that last. Go on. Well, that's what we're going to go and worship. You know, that's what the Christmas Eve service is all about, right? We believe that in the Christian story that God poured Godself out in the manger in Jesus, and Jesus poured himself out in his life and finally poured his blood out on the cross, and that through that faith there's peace between you, and there's peace possible between you and Saeed and between all of us and God. Yeah? And Dylan, I believe that if you give yourself to that story, if you don't give yourself to that story, let me put it this way, that you'll either be too bored with a life without purpose, or you'll be too sad with a life without hope. And Dylan sat back in his chair, and he thought about that. He said, maybe that's why I've been depressed. Yeah, I don't have a greater reason to live. And Joe went on, saw the opening. And he said, to paraphrase Lou Smeads, if you keep peaceful hope alive, that hope will keep you alive. And Dylan smiled. First time Joe had seen a smile on his face for several months. He smiled and he said, if that's what it's about, then I can give myself to that. Dylan, you'll never regret it. And Dylan looked around, he says, is it illegal to pray in Starbucks? Joe said, yeah, probably not the best place to do it. Let's go to my office and we'll have more privacy there. And so they went, and Dylan prayed and gave his life to Christ and found the hope and the peace that Christ promises to all of us who give our lives to that. And will you join Dylan and Joe and myself in prayer? Let's pray. Jesus, you've come into the world to eventually turn swords into plowshares. It seems unbelievable. And yet, oh God, those of us here who've given our lives to you, who've experienced your peace in difficult and troubled times, know that if you can do it for us, you can do it one day when you come again for the world. And so, Jesus, we give ourselves to you as you've given yourself to us, that we might have more deeply of your peace, oh God, and that we might go into this world, this troubled and difficult and strained world, and that we might be part of you making peace in this world as the Prince of Peace, until those swords are turned into plowshares. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we pray, and all God's people said, amen. Please stand and sing.
Seated, I believe.
Yes, you may. I hadn't turned the page in my bulletin yet. As we get ready to offer our gifts to God, as God has offered his son to us, a thanksgiving, a couple of thanksgivings. One is, report is that a stalwart member of this church, Hugh Talita, is doing better. Someone told me on the way in. We might want to share in that joy as God, we continue to pray God's healing hand upon Hugh. And I guess a small little Christmas present that Mark and I got is the Detroit Lions have made the playoffs. And the Giants did well, too, if that's right. But more important than all of that is us giving ourselves to God as the worship teams lead us in the offertory.
I have traveled many moonless nights, cold and weary, with a baby inside, and I wonder what I've done. Holy Father,
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your gifts of yourself. We'll receive many gifts today and tomorrow, and some of them will be nice, and some of them will be very thoughtful, and some of them will warm our hearts, but there'll be very few, if any, gifts of one's entire self. And that's the gift that you've given us. And not just the entire self of another human being, but the entire self of God's self, an infinite self. And we thank you, we prize that gift, Lord Jesus. We receive it deeply in our lives, and we go to spread your peace in this world. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In your name we pray, and all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. And now, we remember that the world we live in is a dark world. And as yet, the peace and the light of Christ have not penetrated all of our lives and all of this world's life. So as the sanctuary is darkened, as Linda begins to play quietly Silent Night, just pay attention to the darkness within you and the darkness around you. Thank you. The one who said, I am the light of the world, also said, if you believe in him and follow him and serve him and are part of his family, the church, you are the light of the world. So go into this dark world with the light of Christ, knowing that whoever you are and wherever you go in God's wide world, remember this, that light of the world, Jesus, goes with you, before you to prepare your path, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, beneath you in troubled times to carry you, and most importantly within you, to give you his abiding and abundant peace now and forevermore. And all God's people said,
start again, Creator God, calling me your friend, sing praise my soul to the maker of the skies. A song will rise. I will sing a song of hope, sing along, God of heaven, come. Hope, sing along, God of heaven, come down, heaven, come down, just to know that you are near is enough, God of heaven, come down, heaven, come down. Alleluia, sing along, God of heaven, come down, just to know that you are near is enough, God of heaven, come down, heaven, come down.